Phone Boy Speaks, episode 948, Losing My Memory Card. I remember the days of 143 kilobyte floppies. They're 5 1/4 inch. They were kind of hard to lose, actually, which was a nice thing. Now, of course, we've got, gigabytes and gigabytes on our phone. And, of course, if you're using micro SD or something like that, you can also get, 64 gigs or whatever, or more in something the size of a thumbnail, which means, of course, it's going to be, easy to lose or have something happen to it. Now, And I mention this only because I had an experience just now where I was actually having an issue with my I'd lost the SD card for my CPAP machine. Which, okay, so first of all, what are those things? So an SD card is a relatively standard sized memory card, not the micro SD ones that may be used in phones, but these are things used in cameras and stuff. And CPAP machine is a machine that helps you if you have a sleep apnea like I do. And I've talked about it in the past, but it stores the data from the machine forces air into your nose while you're sleeping if you either stop breathing or start breathing shallow or whatever that kind of helps you to breathe. But it takes a lot of statistics and keeps track of stuff. And in fact, I've been pulling the stats into a program to show me just how it's how well I'm doing or not. And at some point on one of the last trips I took, I guess I took the thing out of the CPAP machine and forgot to put it back in. And so therefore I didn't know where it was. And in fact, so I went to go check it today because I was like, okay, I haven't pulled the data in a while to see how I'm doing. And I couldn't find the card. And of course I panicked. And this is, the thing is that this machine doesn't need a really big, big SD card. It's really, I think it comes with a 2 gig SD card. It honestly doesn't even use that much of it. I probably could have put if I had a smaller SD card, it probably would have worked. But I had all my data on it and I really didn't want to lose it. And it just seemed kind of a silly thing. And I actually had found it, after a load of laundry. It actually had fallen on the floor as I was pulling out a shirt, and all of a sudden, it was in a shirt and didn't, forgot to remove it from the shirt, and therefore it went through the wash, and it seems like it was no worse for the wear. But it's also something that's probably couldn't do that with your old floppy disks. But the stuff's gotten a little bit more resilient. But I still wouldn't recommend necessarily putting something through a washing machine like that. But of course, those memory cards get small, and so this is the ever shrinking memory, right? I mean, this is it seems like we're getting these bigger things, and actually, the device doesn't even need 2 gigs. I was actually looking on the forums and stuff to see if I could replace it with anything. They said, okay, well, it has to be an SD card. It can't even be like an SDHC or one of the newer formats. And honestly, it doesn't matter anyway. These things are the amount of data it's writing is actually very minuscule from what they said. You could get a 1 gig or 2 gig card to do it, and it would be fine. But these I'm curious how much smaller this stuff's going to get. I mean, I assume we're going to hit Moore's law at some point, and that we're not, that we have to make these devices still usable, but small is good in some contexts but bad in others is the basic message. So I'm glad I found it. I did find a potential replacement if I had to, but within my things of SDs. But I either have like things that are actually MMC cards, not even SD cards, or in varying capacities, or things that were bigger than the 2 gigs, therefore SDHC type cards. So there you go. The fun of memory cards, and yes, don't lose your memory card, I guess, because it's gonna hopefully this stuff doesn't miniaturize too much that we just lose it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.